Welcome, everyone. It's a beautiful day here on the Texas coast on the 30th of October. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're moving quickly into our cool season. You wouldn't know it down here, but my friends all over the United States tell me how cool it's beginning to be where they are. And I think it's just beautiful. I love every season of the year. I really do. And in some ways, I miss that we don't have so many of them down here. But we are having a lovely summer day in the 80s. And I think I did say summer, and it really does feel that way. But I welcome you wherever you are. Whatever the weather is, I hope it's a lovely day in your heart. We're going to open our community for requests for blessings, for questions about the blessing, or for comments about blessings you've received that you would like to express some acknowledgement or gratitude for. So we have a caller from area code 919, and I'm opening your line, but it's not that easy, which means you probably have your own telephone muted. So I'll keep working on it here, and I'm trying to bring you on. Area code 919. Check your phone. Make sure it's not muted, and we will do our best here. Okay. Let's try again, one more time. That line is just not opening up, so I'm going to go to another page and see if there's anyone else wanting to say something, be part of our community. Okay. So far not. There you are, you're on. Hi. Caller from area code 919, you're on. Did you leave? My goodness, just when I got you on. Well, I hope you'll call back, and perhaps you will. Today we're going to speak a little more on the subject of forgiveness. We're going to speak a little more on how important it is to our receiving of blessings from Christ, the grace of our Heavenly Father, the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, the reality that we hold about our life is very powerful. What we say is so is something that even God doesn't disagree with. I see, Lorraine, you're on. Lorraine, I'm going to take your call. I'm trying to get you on. There you are. Okay.
Can you hear me, Glenda?
I can.
Oh, wonderful. I had two things to share. I'm here with two new blessing givers in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with Donna Allen and Jenny Botts, and they're thrilled to be new blessing givers.
Oh, that's congratulations to you, and welcome to our community. I'm so happy.
Thank you, Glenda.
And we also had a request for the blessing for Mary Ellen, who lost her 38-year-old son, Sean, recently, in the blessing, and for another person, Christine, who is struggling with cancer.
Oh, we certainly will. I've got, Sean. So that would be Sean and Christine, right?
Yeah. And Mary Ellen was Sean's mother.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry for your loss. I know that he's in a better place, but we still miss him. And it's hard not to miss those we love because we share our life through the love that we are and through the love that they are, and that love literally becomes a reality. But fortunately, it's not limited to only this one plane of existence. And those we love who move on to other levels of existence can help us move on. And I have found miraculous things happen in the lives of people who have had loved ones move on. And so let him be your angel. That's what I would encourage you to do. Allow him to be your connection on higher ground. And again, congratulations on becoming a blessing giver. And I look forward to sharing the blessing today on behalf of your loved ones, but also with you as a blessing giver. That will be wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
We'll be joining you. Thanks so much, Glenda. It's an honor to be part of this.
You are welcome. And now, while we're talking about new blessing givers, I think this would be a very good time to announce that we have scheduled our next live blessing conference in Corpus Christi for this winter. It will be in January on the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. The announcements will be going out this next week. I highly encourage anyone interested in this, not because you have desires or ambitions to be in public service as a blessing giver, but in private service to God and to the world and to humanity. Let me tell you something about what it feels like to be a blessing giver. It feels like being in the heart of Christ, where there is no resistance to all things being possible. And through that point of connection with him, we receive his energy and give it back to the world. It's as if we go into a place where we are able to receive his energy and pass it on. And it's such a wonderful experience that you can't have it even once without becoming a completely transformed person. It's just, and for me, it's the greatest privilege to be able to do this every Sunday. When we go into the inner place of our being, we go to that place from which we were born in the likeness of God. And then we extend energy from that place outwardly into the world. And let me just describe how that feels different from the way we extend energy so often, even in a loving way. We try and we try with all of our heart, whether we're teachers or parents, friends, marital partners, sweethearts, children, parents, whatever our relationship might be, co-workers at work, we find ourselves in a particular situation, whatever that might be. And from within that situation, we try to help somebody do something a little better. It might be we're trying to help them with their computer skill. It might be we're trying to help them understand something a friend said that upset them. Maybe we're a healing practitioner. We're trying to help them get better. Maybe we're a dietary consultant. We're giving them ideas about a better diet. All of this is good. It's all good to help one another on whatever level you can. But what happens when we give to one another out in what I would call the reality of life? What we encounter is that our reality and their reality are not always going to match up perfectly. Let's just take, for example, a dietary consultant. With the best of meaning, the best of knowledge, the best of heart, you could tell someone to be a vegetarian. And they're just not going to be a vegetarian And they're going to take your advice as being irrelevant. You see what I mean? Sometimes we just can't find the right reality configuration to help someone out here on the distant frontier of personal reality differences that we've all developed, we've all acquired. But when we go back to the heart of God, it's like holding a newborn baby in your hands. Just imagine for a moment, just imagine whether it was your own newborn or that of a family member or best friend, they let you hold that newborn infant. Was there any way you were ever going to disagree with that infant? No way in heaven would you find anything. You would coo, you would talk, and you would tell them how absolutely glorious and gorgeous their little eyes were, and the sweetest person you have ever seen. You would just be soaking up their love and so in love with that beautiful little angelic face. There would be absolutely nothing to disagree with. Okay, now let's see, that little baby has just been born from the heart of God. Literally, from the love in which Christ lives. It's just entered this world and it's there. It's in this place of perfection. Okay, now imagine you could go there and be there. Just in the purity of your soul. You're going to surrender all of your personal realities, whatever they may be, because you know that they're not going to do any good, not for this level of blessing. Even though you may be the best surgeon in the world and you could save someone's life, inside of this blessing, your skills don't matter. You could be the best teacher in the world. You know mathematics inside out. But inside this blessing, they don't matter. None of those skills matter. What matters is being in the heart of God. Because what we're really looking for is the perfect match between the inner and the outer world. I want you, actually, I had something else entirely I was going to talk about, but the inspiration from our two new blessing givers took me back to when I first did it, the first time I ever did it, and it was like a little piece of heaven on earth. So I just want to describe it to everybody. I want you to remember one time, and that's all the one time it takes, when your inner world and your outer world were in perfect harmony. It might have been a moment when you fell in love. It might have been a moment when you held your first baby. It might have been a moment when you created your first musical composition, or when you knew the perfect place you were going to live in for the rest of your life. The perfect work for your life. I want you to take, let's just take a minute. We're going to take 60 seconds. Start with a deep breath, followed by silence, followed by gratitude, followed by admiration and awe and sweetness and reverence. And joy. And be in that place. That place. Now it could be more than one place if you spotted more. That's okay. But one is enough. Just be in that place. Now imagine from in that place what kind of effect you could have on your outer world. From being in that place. You see, when the inner and the outer world are in perfect harmony, that's where life is created. That's where life comes from. That's how you extend your highest and your best into the world. That's how spiritual leaders lead. It's not because they're better people. You could take any spiritual leader out to the far reaches of the frontier of personal reality, and you'll find all kinds of mistakes they've made, all kinds of regrets they may have, and needs for forgiveness or giving forgiveness. But when they're in this place of oneness with God, this place of original perfection, it's so easy to have a lasting, inspiring, and profound effect upon the lives of others. And that's what makes our blessing givers so valuable to the world. That's the work they're doing, is they go to this place, I hope once a day, but at least often, and they find within themselves this place where the inner and the outer world are in perfect harmony. And from that, they extend the energy of Christ into the world so that it can untangle the chaos and the complications that people are feeling inside the reality that has locked them into different unmovable situations. We pray for everyone. We pray forgiveness for everything, because we know that there is no one in this world who at the heart of God is not perfect. It's only their very, very complicated situations that have created all the harmful energy and the damaging situations that we see played out on this earth. We just need the light of God shown into these places to give us hope and courage and farsightedness that we can see further. And that even when life becomes complicated, we can find this place within ourselves. And that's what I feel so special about with everyone I've known that I've loved, all of my friends who've passed on to higher ground, all of my beloved family that's gone on to higher ground. They are still with me, and they offer me places of retreat that I can go at times when the world is just too much for me. And in the last year, Yeshua pushed me further and deeper, deeper and deeper and deeper into the outer perimeter. And it's not because he didn't love me. It's not because he was angry with me. It's because he wanted me to discover more and more of, to have the courage to go there and find that in the darkest of places, one little light can shine and bring order to circumstances. He wanted to push me out so that I would conquer my fear of these dark places and to conquer my fear of chaos so that I would know there's no such thing as lasting chaos against the light of God. Compared to God, there is no darkness. Compared to God, there is no chaos. Compared to God, there is no loss. There's only discovery. Everything is essentially good, waiting to be discovered. And a lot of things are simply chaotic and lost, because nobody's ever bothered to discover the goodness in them. Yeshua pushed me out there, almost like a sink or swim thing. And it's been the most challenging year of my life and the most rewarding year of my life to discover in all of these places the power of forgiveness and the gifts of forgiveness, the amazing gifts of forgiveness. First of all, when we forgive, we are released from the fear and the darkness we thought would harm us. We find that in forgiveness, we are restored to our union with God. Because really, it's only God that can forgive. So as we forgive, we become reunited with God. As we forgive, we turn on the light in the darkest places of the universe, the darkest places of our own soul, the darkest places of our own situation. And with that darkness, with light shining in the darkness, we recover or gain, maybe for the first time, understanding. It's really, really amazing. And with that understanding, and with that light shining in these dark places, for the first time ever, we may gain compassion for those we've judged, those we held so much disagreement for, so much resistance for. We may actually find compassion. And what an amazing thing that is to discover, not about them, but to discover about ourselves. Here we are thinking we can't have compassion for certain people, and all of a sudden we do. Wow. Do you know what that means to you about you? Do you know what that says to you about you? It says you can actually return to the heart of your creation, the purity of this place of your creation, even in the darkest of worlds. Even if it takes your life in the process of doing it, you return to the heart of God, just in the deep middle of it all. Hi, we have a caller from area code 804, and I'm going to take your call because I think everybody joining in on this is just makes for a wonderful occasion. You're on area code 804. Don't have a name.
Hi, my name is Anne, and I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. And Glenda, I would like to ask you and your blessing givers to please help me ask Christ to hold me in his loving hands now as I begin this new segment of my life with one leg. I'm trying to get used to it. I need to find a place to live. And so much, the future is just a fog for me right now. And I need to get the fear out of my heart. And I need others to offer their prayer to help me and figure out what I'm going to do in the future and how I'm going to cope with this and blossom with this. And
oh, God bless you. And thank you for asking for a blessing. And it shall be done. As it says, as Jesus said, ask and it shall be done. Your prayers will be answered. And one thing I want you to ask yourself, before you ever got in this situation of such fear and confusion, was there something you needed to forgive? You don't have to tell me. You don't have to say this publicly. But ask yourself, because in forgiving, you will have more light to shine in the darkness. Okay?
Okay.
You will have less to fear.
Yeah.
It's really, really important for all of us to discover how powerful the act of forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not just for the other person. In fact, it's mostly not for the other person because the other person or the situation, sometimes it's a situation we have to forgive, not a person. But that's really between them and God. You know, that person or that situation still has to work it out with God.
Right.
But when we forgive, it means we've worked it out with God. Okay?
Yes.
And then we've got so much more light to work with. We've got so much more confidence to work with. We've got so much more peace and peace of mind to work with. So take a look. Take a look, my dear. And just within your own privacy, you're going to have a chance to offer your prayer and the blessing. And look and see if there's something you need to forgive. Okay?
I think there is. Thank you. And thank you very much for letting me ask that. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And I'm gonna just move across the board because you never know when somebody just really needs to speak.
Yeah. Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. I see that Scott is on the line, and I'm opening your line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to say thank you. You and the community have felt very positive lately. My narratives have been negative sometimes, but I feel much more positive about the reality of me. So just thank you very much.
You're so welcome. And, you know, it's okay, Scott. It's okay to voice negativity you feel as long as you don't hold on to it. There are some words of wisdom that Larry has frequently given me, and that is nobody drowns by falling in the water. They only drown by staying there. And I think we can take that as a little, as God's sense of humor toward us and encouragement to keep swimming and to keep praying and to keep our faith and our courage and our hopes high, because as we do that, we move through the situations of our life and we find that God just doesn't put us into something that we can't handle. We just, it's we that think we can't handle it. And we have to find the courage and the light. And it starts with forgiveness. That's where it's, really, that is where it's, it starts. And after we've gone through the process, pardon me, I started getting hiccups. I'm trying to get over them. It's getting funny. After we get started through the process of forgiveness, we are made whole. We are restored to life. You see, not forgiving blocks life for us. Forgiving brings life to us. And so we need to, no matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult it is, we need to find a way to get into that place where we can forgive. So we are almost at the time for our blessing right now, and we've got a large community presence, so I'm just going to call the blessing givers into assembly. Let's get ready. And the rest of you, just be relaxed in your chair, your arms and legs uncrossed, and your thoughts uncrossed as well, and your spirits uncrossed. Just let the energy of grace flow through you. Let the will of God pass through you. I'm going to say a welcome invocation to Yeshua, and then I would like you to begin your prayer from within your heart. I recommend don't pray from your mind. Maybe that's hard. Maybe when I tell you that, it's almost like telling you don't think about pink and purple elephants and then you will. But actually, if you just surrender your mind into the peace of your heart and feel your prayer, just feel your prayer. And let your prayer flow from the feeling you have with the love of God, the grace of God, the love of Christ. You'll find it coming from your heart. It's so important because, you see, your heart has hope. Your mind only has problems. And we want to leave the problems behind. We want to leave the worries behind. We just want to be in our faith. And we want to be in the grace, receiving the goodness of God. And we don't worry at all about how much will be given today, because we know that we will receive. And what we receive today is exactly the measure we need to strengthen our faith, to strengthen our courage, to strengthen our fortitude, to strengthen our hope, our goodwill, our love for one another. What we receive today is exactly what we need. And so after the blessing is complete, that's why I want you to go and rest. Just lie down. Don't even think about it and don't continue your prayer. Just receive. Let yourself be a little bright, lighted spiritual sponge that's just soaking up the love of Christ and the grace of God. And don't worry about what will be done or how it will be done. It will be done in ways you can't even imagine right now. So let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we love you so much, and we thank you for being our guiding light in the world. Sometimes our darkness is so dark, we cannot see beyond the bend in the road. Sometimes our fears are so great, we huddle back in upon ourselves, and we can't see the answer of what we're doing. Sometimes we feel that our love has just been blunted by a rock that's pounded it into numbness. We know that we're love, and we know how much we want to love, and sometimes we're afraid to love because we've been hurt. But we thank you for showing us that we can love no matter what, because we are love. And no matter what we've lost, we will love again and again and again. Despite what blindness we may feel now, we will see more and more and more, and we will have greater understanding. We ask now for your blessing and your sweet love upon us. We thank you for being the conduit of the Holy Spirit into our life and the presence of God in our life, that we may receive the grace of our Creator and have life more abundantly, with more health, goodness, and love for one another. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has now been given. It's your time to go. Rest, receive, and be filled by the grace of God. Just know how much you are loved. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.